Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Well, hi, you're back. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bobby Wonder Show. I'm your host, Grabstack. Well, okay, I guess I'm technically not the host, as I'm just Bobby Wonder's sidekick, but hey, I am a host. I'm a multi-hyphenate. I'm an actor, producer, director, fashion designer, real estate agent, artiste, sock connoisseur, actor, what else? I guess you could say I'm actually a multi-hyphenate. How many hyphens can I get in there? Oh, sorry. I think I'm losing focus. Well, Bobby and I's good friend, Lucy Wild, you know, Pflugerville's best inventor slash tinkerer, said she has a surprise for Bobby and I today. I wonder what it could be. I bet it's another one of her outlandish yet amazing inventions. Hopefully it's something to do with ice cream or fried bananas. Let's go see now.
Finished! Whew, that was a lot of work, but we did it. Thanks for all your help, my trusted sidekicks.
You didn't invent me to cough up nuts and bolts for nothing, Lucy. Wow. Shall we play some music out of my butt to celebrate?
When Bobby Wonder and Grabstack get here and we show them what Lenore found.
X marks the candy.
Shh! Lenore, don't give away the surprise yet.
Even I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just glad we were able to complete these inventions before they got here. I have a feeling all of them will come in handy on our journey today. That must be Bobby Wonder and Grabstack now.
Hi, Lucy. Kapow. Lenore.
What's the surprise? I need to know now. I can't take it anymore. Is it another invention? A fried banana? A new outfit just for me? Please, please, please tell me what it is.
Oh, Grabstack, you're so funny. It's none of those things. It's something even better.
What's better than a fried banana?
Show them, Lenore.
X marks the candy.
A treasure map.
A treasure map?
X marks the candy.
Yes, that's right, all. It's a treasure map with an X marking the spot and everything.
Where did you find a treasure map?
Lenore was hopping around outside Mr. Snood's factory looking for special flowers for my gravity-defying boots when she came across this old map rolled up and stuck inside a tree's root.
Rootin' tootin'.
What do you think is at the X on the map?
Psh, treasure, of course. Come on, Bobby Wonder. What else could it be?
I don't know. Maybe a book? Either way, I want to find out.
I knew you two would be down to go on an adventure to find this secret treasure. I just finished up with some new inventions that I think will be useful on this quest.
Please tell me one of them dispenses hot cocoa.
No. But I've got gravity-defying boots, glow-in-the-dark pens with glow spray, bubble gloves, and, of course, my rainbow sunglasses.
Those all sound really cool.
Can I use the rainbow sunglasses, please?
We'll use them as we see fit, but for now, we should start on our journey to find the treasure.
The X on this map looks like it's right in the middle of the Pflugerville Forest.
The forest? Why couldn't the X be somewhere a little less scary? Like, I don't know, the park on Bark Street?
Don't be afraid, Grabstack. We'll all be together.
I didn't say I was afraid. I'm a brave sidekick.
What was that?
Oops, my bad. Didn't see that tray of tools sitting there. Sometimes it's hard to be a mechanical pygmy goat. I'm fine. I'm fine. I didn't freak out.
Alrighty, team. I've got all my gear in my pack. It's time to go.
Bobby Wonder, treasure hunter extraordinaire. To the forest we go.
Are we there yet?
It's been 1 minute, Grabstack.
I can fly us all. Might be a little tough to pick everyone up at once, but I can try.
We don't have to fly. I'm fine with walking. Walking is good for the feet, or so I'm told. In fact, this reminds me of a story from my childhood. It's a funny story, except for the part about the octopus, but I can't skip that part. It is necessary. Now, to begin my story, I will just tell...
And we've reached the forest edge!
What? Already? But I had a whole story to tell.
Maybe later, Grabstack.
Oh, shucks. You know, all my best stories get interrupted when we reach the forest's edge. Sure is dark in there.
Don't worry, Grabstack. We have the map, and I think my glow-in-the-dark spray will help out. We can all spray ourselves with the glow spray, like so. And voila! I'm glowing in the dark!
Wow, Lucy, that's super cool. I want to glow, too. I wonder what it'll do to my blue hair.
Take a spray, everyone.
Whoa, I'm electric.
I think I'm allergic.
Forest glow fairies.
We're so illuminated. It almost feels like I'm getting blinded, which I know is not possible because I'm a mechanical pygmy goat. And do my eyes even actually work?
There's no way we'll get lost in the dark now. Come on, we have a treasure to find. It's through this thicket of trees.
What is it, Grabstack?
I thought I walked into a spider. That is a spider!
Ugh! Can you stop screaming, please? I'm trying to take my 8th nap of the day.
Sorry, spider. I didn't see you there.
I certainly see you. What's with all the bright glowing lights?
Sorry, spider. We're in the midst of an adventure.
Ugh, let me guess. On your way to go find that buried treasure from some old map?
Hey! How did you know that?
She's a psychic spider!
No, I'm not. You lot just aren't the first people to trudge through here disturbing my nap.
But how could other people know about the treasure?
I don't know. But she had a map, too. Now, can you glowing people carry on? I'm tired.
Sorry, spider. We're leaving now. Come on, everyone. We're not that far away from the X. It should be just across this clearing at the edge of the river's path.
Finally, some peace and quiet. What is a spider supposed to do when they can't even take their 8th nap of the day in a dark and creepy forest? I see.
Grabstack, Lucy, I couldn't help but notice that spider said that she had the map. You don't think that that could be you-know-who?
Oh, of course it's you-know-who. Who else could it be, really?
Grabstack's right. There's only one nemesis who could somehow have the exact same treasure map as us and be steps ahead, and that person is...
Mighty Neela!
Look who it is. All my least favorite aliens, robots, and inventor girls.
That's us.
We're a motley bunch.
Well, you're too late. I got to the X first, losers.
Why does this always happen to us? Well, here we are again, in the middle of a dark, creepy forest, finding out that our nemesis, Mighty Mela, somehow beat us to the dying treasure. It's always something. And I'm starting to get really hungry. I should have packed an emergency banana or marshmallow sandwich. Actually, let me see if I did. Y'all take a break while I search through my pack for some grub.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. I did not pack any extra treasure hunting snacks, which is such a shame because I could really use a chocolate-covered waffle right about now. Ooh, that sounds good. And now we have to deal with Mighty Mila. This treasure hunt adventure is turning into quite a disaster.
Mighty Mila, what are you even doing here?
Robozuki and I are searching for the buried treasure. Duh.
How do you know about the buried treasure? We have the map.
No, Robozuki has the map. See?
What? Why? It's an identical map. But how?
Robozuki was looking for ways to break into Mr. Snood's factory and... Robozuki was taking a leisurely stroll outside Mr. Snood's factory when he came across this old map stuck in a log.
Tree hollow trunk.
Lenore found the same map, but stuck in a tree's roots. There must be multiple maps then. This isn't just a treasure hunt, it's a race.
That means there could be an endless amount of maps out there.
Which means more people could be heading our way now.
Hey, y'all! Did you hear that? Sounds like a rustling of leaves and voices.
More people are coming. The treasure is mine. Robozuki and I got here first.
Well, where's the treasure, Mighty Mila? I don't see you holding nothing.
good question. Robozuki, transform into a shovel now. It's time we dug up some buried treasure. The treasure! Always win. Take note, boy blunder. What?
The treasure chest! It's empty? Does that mean someone else got here before Mighty Mila?
But I got here first. This isn't fair.
Too bad this weird writing along the edge of the chest isn't really gold or something.
Grabsack, you genius. There are words along the bottom of this chest. The treasure you seek isn't where you peek. It's across this rushing river. Please don't slip or sliver. Into the cave you must go, where all things glitter and all things glow. Behind the right mirror reflects the true goal. Sweet victory for the one with a loyal soul.
I really dislike riddles and rhymes.
So the treasure isn't in this chest. Ugh, lame.
Looks like this adventure isn't over yet.
The treasure is mine. Come on, Robozuki. We gotta get across this river and find some glowing, glittery cave. Smell y'all laters.
Mighty Mila may be fast, but she'll make a mistake. Let's really think about this riddle before we go.
I agree with Bobby. We gotta think this one through. The treasure is across this river, but how do we get across? Bobby could fly us, but that's almost too easy. Whoever set up this treasure hunt race must have thought of everything.
Maybe that unicorn knows something.
Unicorn? Whoa, I've never seen a unicorn before.
There's something oddly familiar about this unicorn.
I definitely recognize him, but from where?
Oh, hi. Are you all talking about me?
Yeah, we're wondering where you're from. You look so familiar to me, and I don't know why.
Well, I am a unicorn, so I'm pretty unique and recognizable. Is it my glittering horn or my perfectly coiffed white mane? What about my golden hooves?
Unicorn candy corn.
You're a funny little rabbit.
Maybe you can help us, unicorn. We need to get across this river. Do you know how we could do that?
I do indeed. In fact, that is why I'm awkwardly standing by the riverbank. I'm here to help treasure seekers cross the river.
Perfect, because we are treasure seekers. How do we do it?
I've created a narrow, icy bridge across the river. You must cross this icy bridge without slipping or slivering across to get to your next destination, the Cave of Glitters.
A narrow, icy bridge? Why couldn't it have been a normal wide bridge? You know, one that's not slippery, with railings.
Look, I'm just the unicorn mascot. I don't make the rules, but them's the rules.
I have pretty good balance. I think we can make it if we just walk really, really slowly.
Pop, pop, not silver, stop.
Wait, Lenore! You're right! I forgot I brought my pack of inventions. My bubble gloves!
How are bubble gloves going to help us get across a narrow icy bridge? I mean, really, Lucy Wow, you may be Pflugerville's best inventor slash tinkerer slash builder slash... Hey, you have almost as many professions as me!
Grabstack, we can use the bubble gloves to create bubbles against the ice so that we won't slip or sliver off. Everyone grab a pair.
Oh, I think I get it.
See? Look at me. Every time I place my hand down on the ice, it creates a bubble and keeps me from slipping. If we all slowly crawl across the icy bridge, we can make it without ever slipping.
Okay, I take it back. You're a genius, Lucy Wow.
I'm not a genius. I'm just an innovator. Add that to my list of professions.
I can only imagine the face of someone walking by this river right now and seeing a mechanical pygmy goat wearing bubble gloves crossing an icy bridge with a unicorn watching from the shore. It would give me quite the laugh.
Stranger things have happened here in Pflugerville.
Yeah, the citizens of Pflugerville have seen it all. And I mean all. Remember that time they had to watch a flash mob with an ostrich? Whew!
I made it across! Come on, y'all, you can do it!
Oh, this is actually pretty easy. I'm really getting the hang of it. Helps that the bubbles are the size of my entire body, I suppose. I'm slipping! I'm slivering! It's been an honor and privilege to be on this quest with you all. Fare thee well!
I've got you, Grabstack.
Always saving the day, Bobby Wonder.
We all made it across.
Congrats! You've done it! Follow the glittering lights to the cave, and your next quest shall begin!
Thank you, magical random unicorn. We appreciate your help.
Look! The glittering lights are moon rocks, and they lead this way.
Mighty Mila didn't follow the riddle. Do you think that means she's still eligible to get the treasure?
I think Mighty Mila and Robozuki will do whatever they can to get ahead. An icy bridge and a fancy unicorn aren't going to stand in their way.
Flip, float, I, fleety, flee.
The Cave of Glitters!
I think this is a time for my butt to play some music. Oops, wrong genre. Much better.
Nice work, Kapow. Really sets the mood.
This cave looks so cool. I've never seen anything sparkle and glitter like this.
The cave entrance is just here, but wait, something's blocking it. A net of some sort?
A net with Mighty Mila and Robozuki inside it.
Oh, thank the goobers you all are here. We need your help. We've been trapped in this net of sparkles. When we tried to get into the cave, this net flew up below us, and now we can't get out.
Well, that's what you get for not listening to the riddle. We had to traverse the very narrow, very icy bridge. I almost slipped off.
Okay, back to my problem. I'm trapped in a net. Please, you can't leave us in here. Won't you help us out?
What's a superhero alien boy with blue hair to do?
We ran out of time today, but the treasure hunt isn't over. Mighty Mila and Robozuki once again got themselves into trouble and want us to help them out. Can you believe it? I know Bobby's gonna want to help them because he's such a hero and all that, but they are our nemesis, and they might just turn around and steal the treasure from us. And what if the treasure is a fried banana? I can't even think about that happening. Well, this story isn't over, so come back for our next episode to find out what happens next. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Can't we just go into the Cave of Glitters already? I mean, it's called the Cave of Glitters. It just sounds fun. All glittery and sparkly in there. Well, see you there. Bye, y'all.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night. Here comes the boar.